Would a doctor that gets every diagnosis wrong still have a job? No. But there is one industry in this country where you can be wrong every day and you still go to work the next day. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. We are continuing the second anniversary celebration of America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Christina Stoffo. And we are revisiting some of our best guests that we've had over the past couple of years. This hour, we will listen once again to our interview with Carrie Kasem, the daughter of legendary disc jockey and voice artist Casey Kasem. And what a terrible end to Casey Kasem's life. And it really spurred Carrie Kasem, his daughter, to fight for not only elder rights, but the rights of adult children to be able to see their parents when their parents need them most. It was a very interesting conversation, and we will listen once again to our chat with Carrie Kasem. Then, the best guest we ever had, comedian Jay Moore. He was supposed to give us like 15 minutes. He gave us a half hour. So we divided it up into two segments. We will listen to part two, once again, of our interview with Jay Moore later this hour. We start things off this hour with that one industry where you can be wrong all the time and still have a job the next day. And it is, yes, the local weather forecaster. They are always wrong. And they never have an excuse, a good excuse as to why they were wrong, because they're never called in on the carpet to explain why. Well, no, it was Doppler 4000's mistake. I have seen, and even Larry David, remember there's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry charged that the weatherman was intentionally forecasting it would rain on a sunny day so he could clear off the golf course and have it all to himself. And I think that's true. But anyway, that is the one job in this country where you have no accountability at all, because it's the weather. It's Mother Nature changing things. All you can do is try to predict what's going to happen. And a lot of times they're wrong. Here in the Northeast, there was an example, I think it was, what, two winters ago now? It was January, and they were forecasting the worst blizzard in the history of the world. We were supposed to get anywhere between 2 and 3 feet of snow, maybe more than that, drifts up to 6 feet, you'd be buried until March, blah, 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 blah. In my town, I live right outside New York City, we were told, get the cars off the streets. You're going to have to get them to a parking lot because it's going to take days for us to be able to clear the streets and we don't need the cars there. So go ahead, please take your car and go park it over at the school. And then we'll figure out a way to get you there next week when you can actually open your door. It snowed 2 inches. It was a joke. Everyone was quite upset. But the weatherman, oh, you shrug your shoulders. Well, it kind of went out to sea. And anyone, any level of any weather forecaster will never apologize for getting a forecast wrong. Be it to the folks on the fancy schmancy weather channels, to just your local weather hobbyist who likes to forecast the weather for friends. Whenever they are wrong, they never say, I'm sorry. There have been days, and it happened this summer already. Oh, it's going to rain. It's going to be terrible. There are going to be these hellacious thunderstorms in the afternoon. Lightning will come from the heavens and will strike people as soon as they dare walk out of their homes. And it's bright, it's sunny, and the birds are chirping. Oh, we got it wrong. And there's never anything that anyone says, nor is there anything that anyone can do. I really believe that if you take a look in the contracts of, Skippy Rosenbaum and, Heidi Flighty, whatever her name is, the weather people on your local news, those people that have those interminable smiles on their faces, it must say somewhere in their contract that they cannot be fired and or disciplined for being wrong. There's an old adage, at least where I live. Take a look at what it's doing in St. Louis, because that's what will happen in New York 2 days from now. That's a pretty easy way to do it, right? So why don't they just do it and get it right for once in a while and stop forcing me to park my car miles away from my house for snow that never comes and calling off trips to the beach for rain that never comes. But it's okay, and they're getting ready to tell you next week's forecast, which will also be wrong. Stay with us. Carrie Kasem is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. When Jake returned from the Persian Gulf, his legs were paralyzed. His family brought their tools to his rented house and removed stairs, built ramps, and lowered countertops. But Jake's landlord says these major alterations were not approved, and they've destroyed his house. He's suing. Who do you think will win this case? The Final Verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
The court ruled that a landlord cannot prohibit modifications which allow a disabled person the right to fully enjoy the premises. Even though they've drastically changed a rented house, the alterations made for Jake's life in a wheelchair can stay. And that's the final verdict.